on the Big Sports Breakfast. This Tour de France update is brought to you by Amart Sports. Amart Sports, home of the biggest sports brands at the best price.
Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. TK and Berkey with you now. We're going to be talking cycling right now. And TK, it looks like we need some, maybe some boxing gloves in the world of cycling at the moment. It is getting
chokehold
and getting incredibly physical. Mike Tomalaris from SBS is over there. And Mike Matthews claims his second win of the Tour de France, but with a bit of controversy at the end as well.
Yeah, good day, Berkey. Hi, TK. Michael Matthews, two-stage wins. I tell you what, I don't think he expected a second victory in this tour, but he's just getting stronger and stronger. And you're right, there was a bit of controversy. He won the stage over a German by the name of John Degenkolb. And when you look at the replay, you'll see that Michael Matthews he pulled across the course near the finish. And Degenkolb reckons that he might have blocked his path, but there was no issues as far as the commissaires were concerned. But what happened immediately afterwards, he went up to Michael Matthews and flicked him across the neck or something, some sort of act of unsportsmanlike conduct. Michael Matthews wasn't very happy with that, didn't pursue it, but I think he's made some comment on social media.
Yeah.
But look, the point of the matter
is... He said he grabbed him by the neck, mate.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. Yeah, I thought he flicked him by the neck or something or punched him. But look, it wasn't serious. I think Degenkolb was just frustrated that he came second behind an Australian who is just on gunpowder at the moment. He's getting stronger and stronger. And having said that, the green jersey competition, look, when I spoke to you blokes a week ago, the green jersey competition appeared to be done and dusted. Mm. Marcel Kittel has won five stages. He was over 100 points in front. But as a result of Michael Matthews, he's just chipping away. He's down to 29 points. Now, there are five days left. Sure, they're in the Alps, but there are intermediate points up for grabs for the likes of Kittel and Michael Matthews. This green jersey comp could be decided on the Champs-Élysées in Paris on Sunday. Matthews is just doing everything in his power to try and wrest that green jersey off the shoulders of his big German rival. So it's very intriguing, actually, because we didn't think it would come down to where it is right now. It's so close and quite a thrilling competition, that one.
I'm watching this vision. I think it's come from NBCSN. Which I'm sure is the world feed, mate, which you'd have. He's actually throwing a right jab into his chin.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the vision, TK. NBC is the American broadcaster.
Yeah.
NBC, and the SN stands for their sports network. It's the biggest foreign network here in France. So they've got cameras everywhere. We didn't pick it up on our camera, so that's interesting. You know what? If it's as bad as you say, TK, there's every chance that John Degenkolb could be kicked out of this tour, given the inconsistencies or, if you like, consistencies of the commissaires during the course of this tour. They've had shockers. But if it's as violent as you say it is, I haven't seen it, then don't be surprised if he gets booted out.
I don't know whether violent's the right word.
It's not UFC
stuff. But he's thrown a right jab at him, hasn't he?
You don't do it after at the end of a race.
No,
exactly,
you don't.
Right. Mike, can I ask you? You mentioned the Aussies. Perhaps he was frustrated at the Aussies getting the win. How are they rated on the tour? Obviously, Kiddel won a couple of years ago. How are the Aussies rated in terms of? Because this is cycling is massive in Europe.
Yeah, Berkey, it is. But the Australians have earned so much respect, particularly in the time that I've been over here covering this race. It all started in the mid-90s. Well, prior to that, with Phil Anderson in the early 80s. He was the lone wolf in the early 80s. But there was a new wave of riders coming through. And I'm talking about the Robbie McEwens, Hank Vogel, Stuart O'Grady, Brad McGee, Baden Cook, Michael Rogers, and Cadel Evans was the icing on the cake 6 years ago. But the wave continues to a new generation. And that new generation is being led by the likes of Richie Port, Michael Matthews, Caleb Ewan. He's not here. He has never done a Tour de France.
Yeah.
But we were talking about it on SBS just today. Next year is very exciting. Richie Port bombed out of the Tour this year from that awful crash last week. He'll be back next year trying to win this damn thing. It's a goal of his that he needs to do before he retires. You've got Michael Matthews, who's just getting stronger and stronger, still very young. And I believe that Caleb Ewan will be here, selected for the Orica Scott team. And we'll have all bases covered with three riders who focus on three different kinds of disciplines. So, look, the Aussies here are highly respected. The French love them. And the success over the last 25 years, well, it's put them on a different stratosphere.
Good on you, mate. Well done. And that vision's going to get some sort of a workout, I think, with the German throwing that little right jab into the chin of Bling Matthews, as he likes to be known. Good on you, Mike.